So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing and you're joining me on The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration. And I'm telling you, my next guest inspires me. She travels and she experiences new things and she just sees things in a very bright and different way. So welcome, Pernilla Helmerson. Did I get it close?
Oh, thank you. Yes, you did. You're amazing. Burst of joy that I'm so grateful to have in the world.
Well, why don't we just, I want to start with something really big. Let's start with, okay, feeling of failure. What if I just think I'm a failure? What if I just get that I'm failing? Like, what is there about that thing? You want to just play with that energy of failure and not being a failure and failure and not being a failure.
Oh my God, yes, that's a huge topic. Let's dive right into that. Yes, for sure. I was actually feeling like a failure yesterday. I was acknowledging like everywhere I had like sneaky expectations of that I would co-create my life with other people, even like with men and with friends and whatever. And then I just made a choice like, no, I'm going to be the CEO of my life and I'm going to be the leader of my life and I'm going to create my life and be the creator source of my life. So that was a completely different space to create my life from. And then I can invite people to play with, but it's not from the space of, oh, let's co-create my life with you. And I need that or something like that. So for me, it was just
really
making the choice.
You know?
Yes.
Especially for me as a parent, because sometimes I look at my children's successes and failures and I get like very personal about them. You know, yeah. Like if someone swims really fast in a meet, I'm all, oh, you know, I've been helping her write. Or, oh, he doesn't want to get out of bed. I'm a failure. You know, like it's all this stuff where we weave people into our lives in these ways that really don't even free them to be as much of them as they could be, you know?
Exactly. What if you could allow yourself to be a fucked up parent and a failing parent? Because you're never going to succeed at parenting anyways, you know? Who does that anyways? How fucked up can you be as a parent and what allowance can you be for that?
Wow. And you know, that's kind of like what I tell people when they're writing for their books. I'm like, you have to give yourself permission to write something really bad. You need to really write a bad book or a bad paragraph, or you need to write a couple of really crappy things, like paragraphs that make no sense, that juggle all over the place. And then once you're free and you're flowing, such magic can come in.
Exactly. What if you can be that with your kids too and allow them to be their own persons and not trying to control how fast they're swimming or the results they're getting, or just like allow them to make their own choices and but at the same time be there and empowering them along
the way.
Well,
and truth, they are making their own choices.
Of course. Either way, they are.
Whether I'm assisted or not.
Exactly. They are.
I love it. So tell us a little bit more about you. What are you doing in the world? I haven't talked to you in a bit. You were on my show last year. Thank you.
I know. You're always connecting with me when I have made a big choice in my life. So now I'm in Spain and I'm creating lots online, a lot about upgrading your life, you know, and that is really exciting for me. I just created my first 21-day program about upgrading your life deluxe style, which I'm really excited about.
So what's one thing, because what I like to do on the show is every episode, it's my intention to have like one thing people can sort of do or be differently and have their lives change somewhat. So when you're looking at upgrading your life, what's just like something you can just kind of wrap your arms around?
Well, then I would say, what if you can look at it this way? Every time you choose what works for you, you're actually upgrading your life. So what can you choose today that works for you and, you know, have you at the same time upgrade your life? And maybe look at like what area of your life is asking to be upgraded.
You know, sometimes something is really kind of brilliant in its simplicity. You know? And when you say choosing for you, I'm aware that some of my audience is getting what that means, but really from day one, I personally was sort of monkey trained to take care of everyone else.
Exactly. But it's exactly like on the flight, like if you don't help yourself first, how are you going to put the mask on someone else? So it's like that in life too. Like we got to take care of ourselves and our bodies, and then we can contribute so much more to other people. Right. So it goes back to the whole flying thing.
Yeah. Breath is good.
Yeah, exactly. It's good to be able to breathe. I like breathing when I remember.
People breathe.
That's the wisdom for today.
I know. I had this one guy on my telesummit one year, and he was so good, and he talked about breath, and he actually got a grant, and he got money to travel the globe teaching breath.
I love that.
Because he did this breath that joined the consciousness of all, and he did these beautiful breath for peace things. And so some philanthropist, an angel investor, gave him, I don't know how many thousands of dollars for a one-year journey where he could teach breath in all these different communities.
That's so amazing to hear. Breath can be so powerful. And it's just like what comes so easy for you that you can get paid to travel the world doing it. You know, there's so many possibilities that we never considered. So what possibilities do you have available today that you've never considered?
Oh my
gosh. What choices do you have available?
I don't think it's fair that my show is only 8 minutes when I've...
I know. Who decided that?
Erica.
Who is to blame?
The podcast chose it. Actually, I am sometimes my podcasts have their own life and their own ideas, and I'm the wind beneath its wings.
Yeah, and thank you for listening. I love that, you know, talking to your creation. It's amazing.
Yeah. So where can people find you and find out more about you?
At the PernillaHelmersson.com or Pernilla Helmersson on Facebook or the Access webpage. So connect with me if you want to play.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Erica.